For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
God, being a host is a pain in the dick sometimes. If I didn't have any feelings, like if I didn't like you at all, I'd just be like, yeah, we're going to talk about it and ruin your life. But I do. Ugh. That's what I get for caring about people.
This conversation that John doesn't want us to have will not ruin his life. It will not ruin anybody's life. It's a conversation that was started off the air 2 seconds before the show. It could be finished on the air during our show.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, it's not life-altering or anything like that. We're just, our podcast, The Crowded Table, check it out at thecrowdedchannel.com.
For now.
Yeah, I had said to Dennis and Jake recently that I think we should start doing it bi-weekly.
Do you mean bi-weekly as in you all get by with each other and then you still do it weekly, or do you mean every other week?
We'd do that either way. But, okay. Yes, I mean one every other week. And that has caused a rift of sorts.
A rift?
I don't know if it's a rift. Why? We always are bickering at each other.
Huh. Why do you want to do it once every 2 weeks?
Well, there's multiple different reasons, but I guess... first and foremost is I
go ahead. It's okay. Just take your time.
why don't you have Dennis in here?
All right, bring him on in. Well, these are
podcast feelings.
Dennis, come on in here.
But I don't know. I just feel like we're at a point now where we're all kind of moving at a good pace. We got our weekend show. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like once every 2 weeks is good. It's quantity or quality over quantity. Is my thought.
Okay. Hey, Dennis, I was the one fighting to keep this off the air. When you get mad at everybody, just remember that.
And it doesn't
John
matter.
Did too.
And you, Dennis, I was completely bullied into this. So
he's right.
I apologize.
He's right. I know he'll do anything Seth says. Right. I know.
the very hard conversation to have about taking a podcast from once a week to once every 2 weeks, you know, yeah. The hard-hitting stuff.
Well, yeah. I just find it so interesting that to him, once a week is just too much, and that is, you know, bogging us down so much. But I mean, if we had an actual radio show, we'd be doing a show 5 days a week.
That's true.
That is
but
true.
But you don't.
You're right. Not wrong.
But that's your goal. And if that was the case, then sure, you'd be doing a show 5 days a week.
Don't forget what got us to the dance. I mean, we wouldn't have a show on Saturday if we weren't doing the podcast every week for a year.
Well, I think you could have done it every other week.
Or if you had certain people supporting you.
Don't get me wrong. That is true, too. But I mean,
trust me, there's a lot of people doing podcasts consistently that don't have shows on the radio.
In fact, most podcasts that are doing it every week don't have shows on the radio, but the Crowded Takeover has done, I imagine, very well for the Bone. I don't take a look at the weekend ratings, but I'm sure they do well, and you guys are well liked and respected around here. I think what I'm getting, and I'm trying to moderate things as best possible, the workload of a weekly show is a lot, even if you don't have a 5 day a week show to take care of, John. So you've got to make a decision that's best for you, while at the same time not keeping the guys out in the cold who call you family and have another growing product on the side with you.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here in the sense of we are good friends, and I think another big reason to why I don't want to just come on and say I want to do it every other week or whatever is because they were telling me that something like this was going to happen as soon as this became more permanent, whether it is
I'm
or it isn't.
I'm surprised he hasn't said he doesn't want to do the podcast at all.
Me too, actually, because that's what I would certainly do. But I mean, as soon as they made me the job offer, I would certainly be like, I'm out, guys.
Well,
thanks.
But that's another thing. John's not the only one with a job.
Right.
I work here Monday through Friday. Same time that you guys do the show. Mm-hmm. I also have a second job that
And what
I work.
Do you do again? No, I'm just kidding. Dennis is in Bone TV, by the way. If you're wondering who Dennis is, he handles things in Bone TV and does a lot of stuff around.
But I also have a second job. So I work over 40 hours a week, but it's still something that I can make time for. Jake has another full-time job that he works. Mm-hmm. So I do just think it's interesting that John now getting a not full-time job is going to just give up on something that we've put together.
Oh, I didn't give up. I didn't give up. I'm not giving up at all.
Giving up is escalating
this
things.
This is the first step, though.
not to me. I mean, if we're going to throw everything out on the table, I thought we had an absolutely dreadful show last Thursday when we recorded. Like, it was the worst thing we've ever done, in my opinion.
And the table.
And I felt like it was...
This table just got a little more crowded.
You already told me that.
And I felt like that was us kind of hitting a wall, essentially. And if we can find new ways to invigorate the podcast and do different things...
Which we're working on.
Then maybe that's possible. But I just don't want to, take time that I, and one thing is I do value my personal time, whether it's with my girlfriend or with my dog or at home or whatever it may be. I value that.
It's a 1 hour podcast once a week. It's not like I'm asking you to take your whole day up.
Well, keep in mind, Jake doesn't get off work until, he won't make it to my house until 8 o'clock. So if I leave here, then I'm then waiting around. It doesn't matter the logistics of the time. I'm just saying, I feel like our shtick on the podcast has run a little dry and we don't need to force it and
shove it down people's throats. Bad show, and the guy's like, that's it, we're done.
I'm not ready to give up. I'm just saying, let's let it breathe a little bit.
Yes, let's let it breathe for 1 second while I reset. That's John Senning on our show, part of the Crowded Table. That's Dennis, who does Bone TV for us, who also does a Crowded Table. John has proposed that they move Crowded Table, their podcast, from weekly to bi-weekly, which is creating some strife in the Crowded Table universe.
And it seems like John was afraid to have that conversation because Dennis and Jake predicted that this would happen when John came aboard Drew Grabo Live.
And let's be fair. That's not that bizarre of a prediction to make because the guy has not just the work he does with us on the air, but he has the off-air responsibilities of accumulating audio, getting my commercials, promos, all that stuff, which is a bite. It's a hefty bite to chew.
Well, and I'd be wrong if I said after... And this is the part where exactly what they said was going to happen comes true. After, getting here at whatever time and sitting and, here doing this job for 4 hours at a time and whatever I do before and after, like my initial first response isn't to go home and then take my personal time to record a podcast, which I already feel is not thriving at this exact moment.
Well, it sounds to me like you're being lazy. I mean, if I have to be, once again, I worked at Walgreens this morning for 5 hours. I'm going to come and sit in here and do my job here for another 5 hours. And then I'm willing to then spend more hours having to drive all the way to your house. By the way, you get the luxury of us doing it at your house. You have all the equipment over there. I'll drive over to your house, and I'll waste my time to do, a podcast that might not be making us any money.
So we agree,
right now.
It's a waste of time.
No, I'm not saying it's a waste of time. What I'm saying is we are not making any money from it, but I'm willing to take my time out to do it. And so is Jake, who's working a full-time job. I understand that you're doing this thing on the radio. This is great. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
I don't think that you shouldn't be able to make time for 1 hour during the week.
SBK?
Who started the podcast?
We all did together.
No, like whose idea? Like, hey, let's do a podcast. Like,
literally me and John together.
Okay.
Gee, you both got together and decided we're going to put together a podcast.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. Where in the contract does it say you're going to do a weekly podcast?
There is no contract.
Yeah, you're good,
There's
John.
There's no money.
I mean, honestly, I really don't grasp why doing it every other week is that big of a deal. Like, we're not letting down, like, a rabid fan base or anything like that.
I'm getting tweets nonstop. Don't you dare let these guys go bi-weekly. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is a lot like the New Edition story.
Yeah. Oh, that was on the cable last week.
All of you guys at Crowded Table, you are a New Edition. Yeah. And then everybody has their solo project where Dennis does his thing, John does his thing.
You're Bobby Brown.
But somebody offered John a contract, a better deal. Yep. Now he's forgetting about the rest of Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Screw them. If I love the girl, who cares? Who you like.
Can I say, podcast aside, because I've been talking with these guys since they started their podcast, and I believe the goal of the podcast was to eventually get a show on the Bone, which has happened.
Is actually false. It's not what the original goal of the podcast was.
Okay.
It should have been.
I do think that you are doing a complete disservice to the slot that you guys have on Saturday night if you don't put all of your extra attention and energy into that 2 hours you do on Saturday night.
But I get what you're saying.
Way more people would hear you guys on one Saturday night show than have listened to all of your podcasts combined.
He's if you think that's true, then we should be seeing all of these people going to our podcast, and that's not necessarily happening.
No, you're not going to get radio listeners to automatically go to a podcast. Yeah, you have way more listeners on one Saturday night than you've had in your entire podcast
career. But if something happened, God forbid, and the Saturday night was taken away from you, and then you've abandoned the podcast, you're starting over again.
That is true.
You should keep it going.
You should keep it in some form.
Because you own the podcast.
And nobody's talking about taking it away.
You're just talking about doing it once every 2 weeks as opposed to once a week.
That's taking away.
Yeah. It is taking away something. I mean, granted, we don't have a ton of followers. We're not getting thousands and thousands of downloads every week. But if you're going to try to build a fan base, you're going to try to spread out. I think, having once a week, having that, regularity is a good thing.
Well, and I said the same exact thing to you before last week. It's coming to the point now where it's like decision-making time. This thing is not making us any money. So are we accepting that it's a hobby? Is that what it is for all of us?
If it don't make dollars, it don't make
what
sense.
What is the point right now? You guys are a year plus in. What is the goal of the podcast?
I think the goal is to be able to make money on the podcast.
Is that where you see things? You want to monetize the podcast? Is that your ultimate goal?
I will tell you, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't sure what the next step is to do that. We've went through phases where we're putting out 3 or 4 shows a week, and at the time, I think it was probably some of our better stuff, and that didn't always, turn into listens. So now here in a year and a half plus, and I'll be completely honest with you, our most recent episode has 120 listens. So, that's what we're dealing with here, and I don't know what the next step is. Is it going to take another 2 years of doing it once a week to get us to a point where we can make money? And I'm not saying I give up on it. I'm just saying we have to come to terms with what it actually is right now.
I got to reset here. That's John Setting on our show, On the Crowded Table. That's Dennis from Bone TV, also on the Crowded Table. And John has been with our show in an official capacity for a little while now.
Is it official?
I don't think we still made it official, but you know what I mean. We're not looking to get you out of here, is what I'm saying. And you would like to reduce the frequency of your podcast because it is quite a burden to come up with something to talk about every single week. You do have the weekly radio show here on The Bone, which I have to say, I'm with Seth on this one because given Saturday night, you're getting way more listens than you've accumulated throughout your entire podcast run.
And the Saturday night show should not be a commercial for your podcast. It's great that you can point people towards your podcast, but all of a sudden when you're done on the air, you're not going to have 4,000 people rushing to go listen to another hour of you guys. That'd be awesome if that was the case. But here's the thing. So a lot of people might say, John wants to go every 2 weeks. Dennis thinks they should do it every single week. What's the big deal? But I believe Dennis thinks this is the beginning of the end of the podcast and that eventually John won't want to do it. And I think that's where the issue is. And John's saying that's not the case.
Well, and also, though, there are 3 of us on the podcast. And I do think if 2 of us feel we should be doing it every week, I think it's kind of a majority rule there.
Well, I don't think you want to back John. I mean, I'm not telling you how to live your life.
I'm not trying to back him into a corner. I mean, if he wants to do something where we do a podcast where he's on it every other week, but maybe me and Jake do something in between.
Would that be okay with John?
I don't have a moral problem with that by any means. No, I really don't. And at the end of the day, before there was a podcast, before there was anything, Dennis and I are really good friends, and he's still one of my best friends. So that's at the end of the day, I don't want some decision that I make about a podcast to affect my relationship with Dennis or Jake or anything.
Sure,
but at the end of the day, it is my life. It is my decisions. And whether or not you predicted I was going to quit or you think I'm quitting, even though I'm not, it's my decisions. And I have a right to think and do whatever I want, even if I'm being lazy, according to Dennis.
No, that's fine, man. I'm totally fine if you don't want to do it every week. I'm just saying I would like to do something every week. So if it's got
to
be
in addition to the
you,
Saturday Night Radio show you're doing on this station every week.
Yeah.
Okay. That's New Edition turning into BBD. I'm out of time.
Who's the poisons?
There's no poison.
Situation.
Yeah. Poison. But you can do me in the morning, you can do me in the night, you can do me when you want.
And Dennis, you feel like the consistency of the podcast is crucial to getting you guys over the hump?
Yeah. Okay, and Dennis, I know you and I have already touched on this, but if I can give you a peek into the mind of the third member of our podcast, I sent this idea out in text today, and Jake's response was, in the podcast world, it's better to put out consistent garbage than sporadic gold.
That's absolutely incorrect.
Well, I think Jake's phrasing there is probably not good, but I do think consistency is key when it comes to podcast. Nobody really wants to listen to a podcast if you do it once a month. I mean, who's really checking
twice
in on
a month?
That?
I would say if you deliver a compelling content, I'd be more inclined to listen to 2 really good episodes in a month than 4 okay episodes in a month. That's just from my listening habits, but I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
And like I said earlier, it's just, I feel like we need something. We've kind of prided ourselves and built our everything from being kind of gross and kind of, it's a real guy talk kind of show. And you can only do that and cover those things so many times before it feels like you're talking about the same thing every week. And I don't want to just sit down and do a radio show. I don't want to sit, topic, let's talk about a story. Because you can get that Saturday nights on The Bone, 6 to 8 p.m.
Dennis, do you feel like you've hit the wall like John thinks you guys have?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I don't know where to tell you guys to go from here.
Well, it's gonna be tough for them. I don't think this should, you know, guys, on the outside, I don't think it should be a huge deal at all.
Yeah, me either. But then again, we're not the ones with the personal feelings invested in it. I can see why it's a big deal to you.
And you guys, you know, because of, you know, you started the podcast, like I said, you guys have a Saturday night show on the bone.
Right.
Like, we could take calls for the next 4 hours of people that would kill for those 2 hours. And I'm not saying that because you have those 2 hours, you have to quit the podcast.
Certainly not.
That's got to be the number one priority.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, in the end, what we started the podcast was to create a way to make money off of that. Have we figured it out yet? No. I think at some point we will figure out.
You can say that now because it kind of fits your narrative, but at the end of the day, your main goal, like, you were the guy, and trust me, I'm right there, and I'm lucky to have you as the guy who really pushed, you know, and you were in John Brennan's face, and obviously this goes on top of the fact of having the Seths in our corner and things like that, but I mean, you have been tunnel vision as far as getting on the bone for a long time, so don't act like that wasn't at least your goal.
But if you think that I didn't want to make money on the podcast, that'd be wrong.
Do you guys get paid for, and pardon my ignorance, but for the Saturday night show on the bone, do they at least break you off some extra hours?
No.
I mean, it's the same as we would be getting paid the same no matter what we were doing.
So that's the thing, is we're not making extra money doing the Saturday show. Okay. We're not making extra money doing the podcast either. I'd like to still do both.
And so do I. I think that the podcast is a supplement to what we're doing on the bone. And I'm not saying let's quit. I just think that we could have a fresher, better show if we weren't forcing ourselves to do it every week.
There is validity to that.
So you want a week off, John, or where do we stand right now?
You want a hiatus? What are you looking for?
Because just so if I was in Dennis's position, if I have John telling me that he doesn't want to do the podcast or he wants to do it every week, I wouldn't try to force him to do it because obviously his heart isn't in it right now, or at least for this week. So whether you want to do it with Jake or whether you want to take a week off, I don't know if it's good to force him to be on the podcast this week if he doesn't want to do it.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is I'm fine if John doesn't want to do it. Like I said, we can try to work out something where he does it every other week and we do something in between. We'll just have to move all the equipment to my house so it'll make more sense.
You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. John, are you okay with the equipment going to Dennis's house?
Yeah, absolutely.
But how will you do your wrestling podcast?
Obviously, I've made my bed and I will lay in it. I'll figure it out.
Got a tweet. As long as they do their podcast more frequently than At Drew on the Radio and Seth Kush, it should be fine for the 120 people listening. And that is true, but we do put all of our eggs into this basket when we have spare time in our life,
that
obviously.
That makes more sense for you guys.
Thank you.
You make your money here.
Thank you. And our boss, John Senning, says so as well.
The thing is, we weren't making any money off the podcast,
right.
So there was no rush to do it every single week.
Right. And then we got into merchandising, and we thought we were going to make money off shirts, but that's a whole different story.
And that's kind of where it is, honestly.
Where are you, Greg?
I think I bet you Hoppy's getting paid.
What?
Hoppy's getting paid on his shirts.
Bring our check to the station. What?
I think to make a podcast from the ground up that is going to pay your bills, it is something that that you have to every day wake up and treat that like it's your job. Like, you look at guys like Tom and Dan who came into it with names of however many years in the business. They wake up every day, I believe, that is their career and that is their job to push that show.
And it's been very difficult for them to monetize
I can't do that and also try to make a life and a living and a career in this CMG building. I can't do both of those. So that, by default, makes the podcast a hobby and a bonus scenario. So for me personally, that's what it is. I mean,
I get that.
I mean, do you not see that to a certain extent as well, Dennis?
No, I would 100% agree with what you're saying, but also look at the money you're making here. It's not a lot. So.
Absolutely, it's not. But if I'm going to – I realistically have more of an opportunity to bust my ass here, do what I need to do, whether it be on this show, whether it be on Saturday night, to get an opportunity from this than me making, you know, feasible money from the podcast in the next 2 to 3 years.
Let's take some calls. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Loud ass A-Rod has weighed in on Twitter, and he said if you quit the podcast, John, he's going to burn his LOD tattoo, which he did get on his bicep, and he served our country. Hello, caller, go ahead. You're on 1025 The Bones. Drew R. Garabo live. Yellow.
A lot of passion.
Yep. From the 813?
Oh, that narrows it down.
Then a 341?
It could have been my mom.
Yep. Oh, there you are. You heard those familiar numbers. Hello. Sir or ma'am? John, see if you can make contact with them, please. Hello. It is 1025 The Bones. Drew Garabo live.
Hey, Drew Garavo, how are you?
Should be valuable insight. Very well, Jacob, two times. By the way, Johnny B. Comedy just tweeted, haven't done my podcast in 3 years, over 1 million downloads, but had to focus all of my content on real radio. So I think what we take from that is Johnny B. is a liar. just kidding. I'm sure he really did have 1 million listens. But, you know, he focuses his efforts on what he does here, and he has to work with Mo. What's up, Jacob, two times?
Well, I just want to send a shout-out to my twin brother, Caleb, and I want him to know that I love him so much if he's listening out there. And
I hope he's listening, because I texted him this morning and asked him about some plans that we were making to go laser tag, and I haven't heard back from him, so I hope he's all right.
Yeah, he is all right. He is all right. He is all right.
Come on, laser tag.
Yeah, he is all right. He is all right. By the way, he is a personal trainer, and he's trying to get my center into some fitness stuff for me, you know?
Oh, that's cool. Are you into fitness?
Well, I'm into exercising every day. Get up and I do it every day, even on the weekends.
So, Jacob, you're into fitness. How about fitness sandwich in your mouth?
No. By the way, you want to guess what I had for lunch today?
I thought that might take us here. Yeah, sure. It seems like a natural segue. You know, the other day I guess Subway and I was wrong, so I'm going to go for the old standby. I think you went for the old 6-inch tuna on wheat today.
You're so wrong, Drew. You're so wrong.
I'm going to go with beet chips on challah bread.
Oh, good guess.
You're so wrong, boy. You're so wrong.
SBK, what do you what
fried
do you
catfish.
You're so wrong.
More of a Friday
SBK
thing, really.
You're so wrong.
Dennis, would you like to guess what you don't have headphones, so you don't
know. Yeah, you know, I'll still make a guess.
All right.
How about the that thing that you get at McDonald's where you take a McChicken and a McDouble and you mix them together?
Oh, the Mc
so
McEverything
you're
all in
so
one.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's the one. No, not that either.
No, not that either. No, not that either. I had a peanut butter and jelly and some peanut butter crackers today for lunch. It was good.
Good thing you don't have a peanut allergy, because that's a lot of peanut with that line. You have to stab yourself with the EpiPen all over, right?
Right. And
all right, we gotta go.
So tell me, John. So tell me, John. Listen, John. I tried you on Saturday night, John, and I still can't get a hold of you, John. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, they've got a Saturday night show from 6 to 8 right here on 102.5 The Bone.
Wait,
right?
Did you not get Jacob on the air? Did you guys hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on him. I don't know why he didn't get on the air.
Oh, damn. Dang. Sorry, Jacob.
We'll have to talk to our phone screener.
Yeah, who screens phone for you guys, Jake?
Big Kev.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Big Kev about putting you on the air, Jacob, two times. And thank you. We can always count on you to break up a little tension on the show. And I think you've helped bring Dennis and John a little closer.
I sure would love to talk to Promo John on his show. You know what I'm saying? I would love that. Hearing Promo John on a Saturday night would make my night go better. It'd be better than the podcast, because you know I can't listen to that stuff.
Yeah, I don't recommend that you listen to that, Jacob. You call on Saturday night, and you make sure to tell them that John Senning said that you have to go on the air, and I'll make sure to talk to you.
There you go. Thank you, Jacob. Have yourself a great afternoon.
Okay, I miss you, Promo John.
I miss you too, buddy.
He's warming up to
you. He left out the best part of his day, which was I just found out he talked to Nikki minutes ago.
Nikki?
How did he not mention that?
Yeah, I don't know, but I will fill everybody in that Nikki took the time to call Jacob.
Well, that's very nice of her.
Yeah.
Look at her. Is she doing well? I mean, I should have asked Jacob.
She's doing great.
All right.
I talked to her, I think, every other day.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Bob, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. She's dead to me.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. From a guy who... I actually make a living, believe it or not, from my podcast these days.
Oh, hold on one second.
He said he wanted to keep it, that he gets a say, but...
Oh, no, he does. He's a respected guest. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, Bob. I almost played some intro.
I just didn't want to take away from the nature of this with the whole, you know, gimmick of crazy conspiracy Tuscan calling. But, you know, the thing is, I had to go about it with very little in expectations on financial rewards from the very beginning. So, you know, they say the countries that are the happiest have the lowest expectations. And I think as of right now, you might be jaded because of some sort of expectation that you're going to receive a monetization out of it in the very beginning here. You guys got to put in your time, and I know that sounds cliche, but 10 years from now, if you adopt the right model and develop enough free content to really plug your show and everything, then you can look at monetization. But as of right now, I think...
I don't have 10 years, Bob.
He's a 30-year-old man.
I don't have 10 years, Bob.
But, Bob, your insight is always appreciated, and thank you. Go have a nice swim on us, all right?
All right, guys. See ya.
See ya.
I don't like subdued Bob. I like fired up Tuscan.
Me too. I mean, he's as good as a human being. We don't need your gimmick.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're better when you're fired up about the government controlling the weather.
Yeah, give us a podcast conspiracy.
I read today of Alex Jones' top five conspiracies, and then I started reading them, and then I remembered I read a tweet that he's like in the ear of the president or something. So I had to stop reading the article because it really started to scare the crap out of me.
You're the one about the juice boxes?
No. What's a...
There's something in the juice box lining.
Okay.
That when you drink it, it dissolves in your juice box and it'll turn you gay.
So, I heard there was gay water, like water that was turning people gay.
It's the juice box, man.
Oh, man.
Didn't he also say that Michelle Obama is really a man?
I think that's one of his, yeah. He's got many of them. And,
well, I mean,
I don't know how he keeps a straight face doing that show.
Same. He did say in 2001, before September 11th, that that Osama bin Laden was going to do it or whatever. But hey, look, a broken clock is right twice a day. Am I right?
Nah.
I am. Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
I have a solution for the crowded table.
All right.
They can just let John go and hire Hoppy in his place.
Oh, that's a great idea. Well, I mean, would Dennis consider that?
Dennis, would you consider if you had to lose John Senning, and you don't have to yet?
No, we could just stop the podcast altogether.
You'd rather pull the plug on the podcast than bring on Hoppy. I mean, you guys would double your listens. There's no doubt about that. If we had to sub out 86 a John Senning and then 68, which is restaurant lingo for bring it back on the menu, 68 Ryan Hoppy.
I can't get behind that.
What if you got in front of it? Could you do it then?
I mean, Hoppy would have to bring something serious to the table, and I don't know.
I bring riveting content, yeah. Bro.
I just don't think there needs to be tension between you guys. I think this is an easy fix. It just doesn't seem like anybody's...
I don't think that there's a lot of tension.
Oh, please. please, dude.
I mean,
look at, you've got your arms folded. John's barely looking at you. And I'm in the middle. That's tension.
I mean, clearly, we'll obviously discuss this after the show, and I'm sure we'll figure out something, but I don't think it needs to be like a big, serious deal.
Until you called me lazy.
Well, I mean, sorry that I work two jobs and can still make time for the podcast.
Sounds like you got a lot to talk about.
No tension, though.
No tension. A little bit of tension.
And no resolution.
That is for sure. There has been absolutely no resolution. How do you see this one? How do you see this one shaking out, guys? Let's take a little gambling action here.
How do I see it shaking out?
There's a couple of options. Three options, okay. As I see it. Okay, they keep doing it every week. They do it every other week, or there is no more crowded table as we know it. Option one, two, or three. What say you? Soul Brother Kevin, you're first.
I think that they're going to talk, and then they're going to continue to do the podcast every week.
Every week?
Yes.
It will stay weekly. Seth Kushner?
I think they will
Drew.
Do...
Sorry.
Goodness gracious. Sorry. I think they will do the podcast every couple of weeks for a while. They will readdress the situation and see how John Senning feels, and I think at that point, the podcast will be over. But the Saturday Night Show will go on.
Drew.
Drew Lyle is here to wrap this up in a nice little bow and make everybody feel good about themselves. Dennis has expressed himself very passionately and managed to insult John in the process. John, obviously a little butthurt about that, lashed back. John wants to do the show every other week, and Dennis wants to keep the frequency up because that's how we stay vibrant and plugged into our relationships. And I'm happy to say to both of these gentlemen that they will both get what they want, as we have heard the last Crowded Table podcast ever, and they will both move on with their lives. They're making love out of nothing at all.
Drew.
Dennis, do you really think John's lazy?
We'll give you a chance to walk that back.
I don't think he's lazy, and I didn't necessarily mean it in like you're a very lazy person. That was just to me at the moment. I mean, from what I can tell, you do this job, you work, you're allotted, what, 30 hours a week to do this job?
If that.
And I know you don't have a second job currently, so just the idea that 30 hours is... so much that you can't make 1 hour for a week. I mean, I didn't mean it in necessarily, you know, I mean, no hard feelings. You know, I love you, man. You are one of my best friends. So,
will there be an apology? I feel like John might be waiting for an apology.
I'm sorry, man. I really do. I mean, if it really offended you, I really am sorry. I didn't mean it in some horrible way. I don't think you're some lazy guy. I know you bust your ass for this show, but, you know,
I just do whatever Seth says.
Oh, boy.
So, we've obviously made a lot of headway.
No tension.
Made a lot of headway here. I hope that you guys can find a good solution.
Yeah, you guys should.
You're both friends. That's for a reason.
You know, I mean, because you can't have the Saturday Night Show blow up like this.
No, we
man.
Have a very important Saturday Night Show here on 102.5 Bone, which you know, however many frequency hits you do with your podcast, definitely keep in mind how fortunate and how many people would kill, TM Powell included, who texted me
yes.
for a weekend show on 102.5 The Bone.
Movies.
That Saturday night could, you know, that's an important thing for you guys in expanding your brand. Should you abandon the podcast that got you there? That is up for you to talk about. And I appreciate you allowing us at least this opportunity to both work things out and to heartlessly insult John.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.